Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Violet Anderson. Good morning to you, Violet.
Hello.
Well, I'm hoping some people heard your husband on Friday talking about the Nathaniel Hamlin Fall Festival. And we're back at Nathaniel Hamlin today talking about one of the things that goes on more than during the festival, and that's the Bargain Barn. So, Violet, this all is a part of the Historical Society and the work for the Historical Society. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So any money you bring in here is going to go right to the Historical Society. But tell, kind of give us a description of the Bargain Barn.
Oh, we have all kinds of clothing for women, children, men, babies, and any type of thing like things that they can use in the home, like blankets and pillows and
lots of, there's some very useful things that you've mentioned. And then there's all those kind of things that are just kind of fun to have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have all kinds of stuffed toys and, for the little kids, there's little cars and coloring books and colors and all this sort of thing that kids enjoy doing.
And then you can kind of go through the seasons. You have a rather large Christmas section.
We do have, yes. In fact, we have one that we're hoping to get rid of more stuff now this fall so people can use it now at Christmas time.
And, you know, sometimes it's just kind of filling in. But if you have a new household or something, maybe kids getting married, they might want to have some things. And, you know, I noticed that somebody bought some of those big old-fashioned bulbs. I bet they've been looking for those and couldn't find them. And here you are.
Yes, we do. We have all that sort of thing that gets people, maybe they don't need their boxes of Christmas lights and this sort of thing again, and they bring those strings down and somebody comes and buys them.
Yeah. So that's what the Bargain Barn is all about. You're having people donate items and then you are selling, or in some cases giving away, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Let's talk about where the Bargain Barn is. How do people find the Bargain Barn?
Well, it's down at Nathaniel Hamlin Park, and you come to what is the dining room, which is the entertainment room, and the museum is up on the hill. And we're just down below the hill in a little big white building, and it has two or three rooms in it that are just all kind of divided like a big house. And we have what we call a knick-knack room that has a real assortment of stuff with all sorts of dishes and pots and pans and this sort of thing, and maybe utensils and then we have the toy section, and we have the clothing section for men, and we have clothing for the girls and the young people and the babies and this sort of thing. And sometimes we do get I think we've got a baby bed there now that is used that we're someone will have. And we have folding chairs and this sort of thing.
And a big book section. If somebody likes to read, I tell you, you've got a bargain on books. And then while I was here, somebody found a rack for a bicycle you put on your car. I think that has to be the biggest bargain of the day today.
It's just remarkable.
Yes, it was amazing. I didn't even know we had it back there. It's not in my section.
Well, that's good. And that's another thing that's really positive, I think, is that you're pretty well organized. You know, some places you go like this and it's just kind of all junk together. You're pretty well organized here. And who does all this work?
We people working here do the work. We have to keep things organized and we have to do cleaning out and this sort of thing.
And those people are all paid really well.
They just have the satisfaction of doing something for somebody else because it's all volunteer week.
Okay. So we've talked about, you know, people can donate items and then they can be sure that they're going to get well taken care of here in terms of being relatively clean, being organized, and that people can come buy things. But you have a few occasions when you do donate items also. You might tell us about a couple of those occasions.
Well, especially at the end of the season and the sort of thing, we have a couple of the homes and so on that can use extra things, and we have some ladies that use some of this stuff to make quilts and this sort of thing, and we donate those things to them. We don't get any money for them, but we donate it, and so it's something someone else can use. Mm-hmm. It's given to us in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you also have sometimes the retirement home folks can come out and do a little shopping.
Yes, they seem to like to come out here and shop and buy some things. There's always there's shirts and things for the fellows, and there's dresses and nightwear and so on for the ladies and so on. And we do have shoes. We always have shoes that are donated. And I realize that old shoes won't fit everybody, but if they can sometimes use them, they can have them.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're talking about the older folks, but I know, for instance, somebody said, well, I saw a tennis racket back there. So, again, there's something for all ages.
We have tennis rackets, and every once in a while we'll even have a bicycle and this sort of thing donated.
Okay.
People are, they're done with using them.
Uh-huh. And one other occasion, if somebody's really in need of some clothes or some household items, for instance, in a fire,
We can donate those things for them.
Okay. So I think that's really positive, not only the work you're doing, but if I have some things I want to give, I think I can feel pretty good about they're either going to be sold with the profits to the Historical Society, or they're going to go to somebody who really needs them. And, you know, I kind of like that when I get rid of some things. That's a good feeling, too.
Mm-hmm. It is a good thing.
Yeah. Now, we need to talk about... we've talked about where to find you, just south of Audubon, but we need to talk about when we can come to the Bargain Barn.
You can come to the Bargain Barn from 8 until noon, the first and third Saturdays of each month.
But maybe not all year long.
No, not all year long. From Monday, I'm sorry, from May through September or October.
So you're kind of yet to decide here when we're going to be up, when we're going to be closed here coming up. But, you know, check in. I'm telling Violet she needs to let us know on Daily Diary so people can know. Because I think if people haven't been here, it's fun, Violet, to come in and look around and maybe find a bargain.
Yes, they do come and find a bargain. Sometimes they're really pleased, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a good feeling to know that we're helping some people.
You bet. And again, part of the this is part of the Historical Society. The money you raise goes to them. So while you're here, now I'm thinking that the museum may not be open quite so often because you have a large museum in the large house, and so there are other things to see, but those probably aren't open as often as the Bargain Barn.
No, but we now during the summer months, usually through at least May and October, we have someone here that's the 5 days a week, and comes down here and will take people on tours from 1 till 5 in the afternoon.
Okay. And I'm guessing if you had a big family reunion or something, you'd probably open up special just for them if it wasn't on the usual time.
Yes, we could do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things to see here, a lot of rural kind of related things. And then can they get on the grounds to see the elk other times?
They can get that all the time because there's always the way up from the road, and it's easy to find down by the gazebo, and usually if it's an evening or something like that, well then the elk would no doubt be in the barn and that sort of thing. But otherwise they're around in this fenced area,
and it's a relatively small fenced area, so you can always see them. It's not like, oh, they're hiding somewhere, I can't see them.
Mm-hmm. That's right, you can usually see them anywhere or by just just walking around to kind of look.
And you have a nice walkway and gazebo that kind of goes out into the field.
Yes, it does. So you're in an area where you can look down over, and the elk, they like different things to eat. And apples are one thing, and bread and this sort of thing. And quite often they'll come over and help themselves to eat, and they seem to like that.
So
and
of course,
they are in where they're not going to get out. And we try not to ever have dogs and this sort of thing around because we don't want anything like that to disturb them.
So bring a little treat if you want to. This would be a good time to bring some apples. And I'm thinking like maybe corn, carrots?
Oh, they love corn.
Okay.
Corn and the cobs.
Oh, okay. So that's a year-round chore for somebody to take care of all of that. So, again, if you folks don't know about the Bargain Barn, you need to come check it out. And the first and third Saturday of most months.
And the third Saturday of each month, May through October generally.
Yeah. at least through September, I think, this year, and we'll be checking that out. And then during those same times, if people wanted to donate things, they could also do that.
Yes, they can donate them things.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we want to thank you very much, Violet Anderson, for visiting with us about the Bargain Barn at Nathaniel Hammond Park. Until next time, here's a thought. A person of words and not deeds is like a garden full of weeds.